going to go ahead and get started. Vamos a empezar. Let's pray. Oramos. Father, thank you for your goodness and your kindness, God. Thank you for bringing us here today. And God, I just ask that you would use your word to instruct us and to push us to the assurance of hope this morning. God, as we consider the last things, the end things, and we consider your return, God, let us look with excitement and angst for that day. Let us live between these two points. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So, AJ will be out today and next week. AJ no va a estar aquí hoy, la siguiente semana. So, I wanted to do something with end times. Quería hacer algo con tiempos finales so that we didn't have this two-week break of what he was doing. Para que no tuviéramos un descanso de dos semanas sin enfocar lo que estaba haciendo. Next week, I'm going to do something with the two trees. Siguiente semana voy a hacer algo con los dos árboles. I just didn't get it done this week. No terminó esa semana. I knew I wouldn't have time this week. Sabía que no iba a tener tiempo esa semana. But the two trees, I won't give that away. Those árboles. No voy a soltar esta, but we'll do that next week. Vamos a hacer esa siguiente siguiente semana. But this day, hoy, I want to look at the return of Christ. So in James on Wednesday night, in Santiago, miércoles, quiero ver el regreso de Cristo. So James 5, 7, and 8, Santiago 5, 7, 8. We've looked at this the last two times in James. Hemos visto esto las últimas dos veces en Santiago. James 5, 7, and 8, Santiago 5, 7, 8. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and late rains. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Dice, en versículo 7, 8, por tanto, hermanos, tened paciencia hasta la venida del Señor. Mirad como el labrador espera el proceso, precioso fruto de la tierra, aguardando con paciencia hasta que recibe la lluvia temprana y la tardía. Tened también vosotros paciencia y afirmad vuestros corazones, porque la venida del Señor se acerca. And so you have this idea of the coming of the Lord. Tienes esa idea de venida del Señor. So you have two ideas in the text. Tienes dos ideas en el texto. Uno es, you bear with it. Be patient. Aguántalo. Sean paciente. We looked at that word many times. We'll see it again in our text this morning in the sermon. Miramos esta palabra dos veces y vamos a verlo de nuevo en nuestro texto en Hebreos esta mañana. But the word patient means long suffering. La palabra paciente aquí quiere decir sufrimiento de largo tiempo. So it's this extended patience. Es este paciente extendido. And so there's a call to be patient. Hay una llamada a ser paciente. But be patient until he comes. Seas paciente hasta que él venga. But there's also a comfort. Pero también hay una consolación. It's at hand. Está pronto, ¿no? Está cerca. So we say, the translation in English is at hand. La traducción en inglés está a la mano, ¿no? The Spanish translates it, it's close. Español lo traduce es cerca, ¿no? So I want you to see a sense of urgency here. Quiero que veas un sentido de urgencia aquí. If you look at Hebrews chapter 10, si puedes mirar Hebreos capítulo 10, just a few pages over in your Bible, solo unas páginas en tu Biblia. Starting verse 23, Hebrews 10, starting verse 23, Hebreos 10, empezando versículo 23. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. dice en versículo 23, mantengamos firme, sin fluctuar, la profesión de nuestra esperanza, porque fiel es el que prometió. So, two things, dos cosas. One, hope, primera, esperanza. You always have that tied to the coming of the Lord. Siempre tienes este conectado con el venir del Señor. Hope, esperanza, ¿no? And then second, y segundo, the one who promised is faithful. El quien prometió es fiel. Now, I won't get into this either. No voy a meter en este tanto, que you'll see it in the sermon today. Vas a verlo en el sermón hoy. But this idea of promise, esta idea de promesa, there's a sense where it's eschatological. Hay un sentido que es escatológico. All right? So he's faithful to finish what he said. Es fiel a terminar lo que él dijo. Verse 24, versículo 24. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Dice versículo 24. Y considerémonos unos a otros para estimularnos al amor y a las buenas obras. So once again, you have this idea. Una vez más tienes esta idea. We're here in this time. Estamos aquí en este tiempo. Between his resurrection, entre su resurrección, his second coming, su segunda venida. And we're to occupy ourselves. Debemos ocuparnos. We're going to be patient in long suffering. Debemos ser paciente en sufrimiento. And he encourages the church to do something. Anima a la iglesia a hacer algo. Encourage one another. To stir one another up to do good works. Animar uno a otro a hacer buenas obras. Verse 25, we know it well. Versículo 25, sabemos muy bien. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. Dice, no dejando de congregarnos, como algunos tienen por costumbre, sino exhortándonos, y tanto más cuando ves que el día se acerca. Well, once again, you have this idea of a day. Una vez más tienes la idea de día, ¿no? So, the Lord is at hand in James, the Señor está cerca in Santiago, and here the day is drawing near. Y aquí el día se acerca, ¿no? Once more in the book of Revelation, una vez más en el libro de Apocalipsis. Revelation 22, Apocalipsis 22, last page of the Bible, última página de la Biblia. Chapter 22, verse 12. Capítulo 22, versículo 12. Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense with me, to repay each one what he has done. Dice, he aquí yo vengo pronto, y mi galardón conmigo, para recompensar a cada uno según sea su obra. Once again, Christ saying, I'm coming soon. Una vez más, Cristo diciendo, vengo pronto. So, I just want you to see, solo quiero que veas, there's a sense of urgency. Hay un sentido de urgencia. So, in this day of the Lord, en este día del Señor, there is pressure, hay presión, to be ready, a ser listo. When Christ comes, cuando Cristo regrese, we're to be ready. So, I wasn't sure how I wanted to structure this. No estaba seguro cómo quería estructurar esto. But let's go to Matthew 24. Vamos a Mateo 24. I want us to note something. Quiero que notemos algo. And we saw this in James on Wednesday, vemos esto en Santiago miércoles. But you see, when there's an exhortation, vemos cuando hay una exhortación of the coming of the Lord, de venir del Señor, we see a connection with the work of the church, vemos una conexión con la obra de la iglesia, to give themselves to the study of the scriptures, a darle sí mismo al estudio de las escrituras, to prepare for an exhortation, a preparar por una exhortación. Real quick, rápidamente, and keep your finger in Matthew 24, guardas tu dedo en Mateo 24, and in Acts 14, in Hechos 14, 13, not 14, it's 13, no 14. Acts 14, 13, Hechos 13. You have this idea with encouragement. Tienes esa idea con ánimo. So when we talk about the coming of the Lord, cuando hablamos de la venida del Señor, when we talk about the day of the Lord, cuando hablamos del día del Señor, and it's directed to the church, está dirigido a la iglesia, you have, in most cases, in mayoría de los casos, tienes a connection, you have una conexión with the encouragement in the Word of God, con ánimo, con la palabra del Señor. And although this doesn't speak of eschatology, aunque eso no habla de eschatología, the word is used in eschatological passages. The palabra está usado en pasajes escatológicos, but I want to show you what is the context. Quiero que muestre el contexto. So, Acts 13 and verse 15. Hechos 13, versículo 15. After reading from the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent a message to them saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it." Dice en versículo 15, Hechos 13. Y después de la lectura de la ley y de los profetas, los principales de la sinagoga mandaron decirles, varones hermanos, si tenéis alguna palabra de exhortación para el pueblo, hablad. Now, let me give you just a quick word here of Acts 13. Déjame darte una palabra rápido de Hechos 13. Paul and Barnabas, Pablo y Barnabé, are going into the synagogues, están yendo a sinagogos, to have conversations with people, to meet on the Lord's Day, a juntar de Señor, and then to have conversations with people about the gospel, a tener conversaciones sobre el Evangelio. Now, by this point, en este punto, they know who Paul is. Saben quién es Pablo. They know that he's converted to Christianity. Saben que es convertido al cristianismo. He has been persecuted some, ha sido perseguido unos, but he shows up at the synagogue. Se aparece en ese sinagogo. They see him there, lo ven ahí, and what do they ask him? ¿Y qué hacen? Hacen la pregunta. You have any words of encouragement? ¿Tiene unas palabras de ánimo? It's like the Catholic Church asking Martin Luther to give a word of encouragement. It's como la Iglesia Católica preguntando a Lutero dar unas palabras de ánimo. I read this week and was fascinated by it. Lo he esta semana estaba fascinado de esta. Paul, would you stand up and tell us something? Pablo, ¿puedes parar y decirnos algo? He goes through the Old Testament, preaches the gospel. Él para y pasa el Antiguo Testamento, predica el Evangelio. But this word for encouragement, esta palabra por ánimo, means comfort. Quiere decir consolación. Almost everywhere that it's used in the New Testament, casi todos los lugares donde está usado en Nuevo Testamento, it is through preaching. Es a través de predicación. The encouragement of the church, ánimo de la iglesia, what the church is to give herself to for her encouragement. Lo que la iglesia debe entregarse por su ánimo is preaching, is predicación, the handling of the word of God, el tratamiento de la palabra de Dios. So, Matthew 24, Mateo 24. There is so much we could say about this passage. Hay tanto que podemos decir este pasaje. I've said many times before things about it. He mencionado varias cosas antes de esto. But I just want to focus on a few things. Quiero enfocar en unas cosas. Starting in verse 36, empezando en versículo 36. Matthew 24, starting in verse 36. 24, empezando versículo 36. But concerning the day or the hour, so the disciples have asked, when will these things be? Los discípulos habían preguntando, ¿cuándo serán esas cosas? And you have this unrolling, this discourse by Christ. Tienes este discurso por Cristo. And now he's coming to answer the question. Es va a venir a contestar su pregunta. When will I return? ¿Cuándo regresaré? But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. ¿Puedes leerlo, brother? Mateo 24, 36 a 37. Okay, so I hold a position on Matthew 24. Yo atesto una posición, Mateo 24, that if you look at verses 29 to 31, si miras 29 a 31, I believe that's referring to the resurrection of Christ. Yo creo que este está refiriendo a la resurrección de Cristo. So throughout the book of Matthew, durante el libro de Mateo, they ask for a sign, piden un señal. What sign will you give us? ¿Qué señal nos da? And he says, no sign will be given to you except for the sign of Jonah. Ninguna señal será dado excepto por la señal de Jonás. Well, what is the sign of Jonah? ¿Cuál es la señal de Jonás? As the Jonah was in the belly of the whale, como Jonás estaba en el vientre de pez, so shall the Son of Man be for 3 days. You know? También el Hijo de Hombre será 3 días. So, the sign of Jonah, the señal de Jonás, is the resurrection, is the resurrección. So then you come to verse 30, llegas a versículo 30, then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds, actually going on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call. They will gather his elect from the four winds of the earth, from one end of heaven to the other. And versículo 30 y 31 dice, y my page got turned here, sorry. ¿Puedes leer 30 y 31, brother? Ajá, 24, 30 y 31.
Dice, entonces aparecerá la señal del Hijo del Hombre en el cielo. Entonces lamentarán todas las tribus de la tierra y verán al Hijo del Hombre viniendo sobre las nubes del cielo con poder y gran gloria. Y enviará a sus ángeles con gran voz de trompeta y juntará a sus escogidos de los cuatro.
Yeah, so the idea is in the book of Matthew, they're asking. The idea is in the libro de Mateo, están preguntando, what about the kingdom? ¿Qué es el reino? How do we know the kingdom will be here? ¿Cómo sabemos el reino va a ser aquí? And he says, no other sign will be given except for Jonah. No hay otro señal dado excepto por Jonás. And just as Jonah was, so shall the Son of Man be. Como Jonás estaba, también el Hijo del Hombre. And so here you have the same word used in the same context. Aquí tienes la misma palabra usado en el mismo contexto. So Matthew only uses sign with Jonah in Matthew 12. Mateo solo usa la palabra señal con Jonás en 12 and 16, capítulo 16. And here in Matthew 24, aquí en Mateo 24, when they ask, what will be the sign of this? ¿Qué será la señal de esto? The disciples ask, how do we know it's going to come? ¿Cómo sabemos que va a venir? And then here, he says, the sign of the Son of Man will be this. Y aquí dice, el señal del Hijo de Hombre será así. An interesting note, una nota interesante, when Christ speaks of his second coming, cuando Cristo habla de su segunda venida, of that time, este tiempo, he speaks of himself as the Son of Man. Él habla de sí mismo, Hijo de Hombre, and the apostles refer to him as the Lord. El apóstoles refiere a él como Señor. So it's an interesting name there, nombre interesante ahí. But, pero, in chapter 24, 30 and 31, capítulo 24, 30 and 31, Jesus says, after these days of tribulation, después de esos días de tribulación, I believe he's referring to the crucifixion. Yo creo que está refiriendo a la crucifixión. The Greek word for going and coming are the same. La palabra en griego por ir y venir son la misma. Let me give you an example. Déjame darte un ejemplo. Let's say that it's Miss Rachel's birthday. Vamos a decir que es cumpleaños de Raquel. And I ask Courtney, are you going to Rachel's birthday? ¿Estás yendo a los cumpleaños de Raquel? And then Jeremiah asks Miss Rachel, or asks Courtney, y Jeremiah pregunta a Courtney, are you coming to Rachel's birthday? ¿Estás viniendo a los cumpleaños de Raquel? It's saying the same thing using both words. Está usando la misma cosa usando las dos palabras. So you can say going or coming. Puedes decir yendo or veniendo. It's the same word. It's misma palabra. So I believe we see him going in the clouds, not coming. Creo que vemos él yendo en las nubes, no veniendo. And here's the idea. ¿Qué es la idea? He sends his angels to the four winds. Manda sus ángeles a los cuatro fines. The idea is that the church is sent out into all the earth. La idea es que la iglesia ha mandado a toda la tierra. The angels being messengers, los ángeles siendo mensajeros, to collect the elect. Agarrar los elegidos. It's the work of the church until he comes, la obra de la iglesia hasta que él venga. And then we get to the second coming starting in verse 36. Llegamos a segunda venida empezando en versículo 36. Concerning that day. Tratando este día. So this is what's going to happen. And when this thing happens, esto es lo que va a pasar. Y cuando esto pasa, he says here, he's at the very gates. Está en la puerta. So after the resurrection, después de la resurrección, the church is sent out, la iglesia está mandado, and he says, he's at the very gates. Dice, está en los meros puertas. The example of this fig tree, the ejemplo de la hígado, the árbol, verse 32, versículo 32. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you will know that he is near at the very gates. Put us leer 32 y 33, brother. Okay, so Christ says when you see the ascension, Cristo dice cuando ves la ascensión, I'm at the gates, I'm at the door, estoy en la puerta, estoy en las rejas, right? I'm going to come, voy a venir. He says, but concerning the day or the hour, pero tratando el día o hora, no one knows, nadie sabe, right? Even the day of Peter, aun el día de Pedro, Peter writes and reprimands them. You believe he's already come. Está regresando. ¿Crees que ya ha venido? No, he's saying, don't buy into the false doctrine that Christ already came. Está diciendo, no compres la falsa doctrina que Cristo ya vino. He's not slow to fulfill his promise. No es lento a cumplir su promesa. So, he's at the gates. Está en la puerta. But what are we to do while we wait? ¿Qué debemos hacer mientras esperamos? And he gives this verse 37 and 38, versículo 37 y 38. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, They were eating and drinking, marrying, given in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Put us there, de 37 al 39. So the idea is, what will be the world be like when the Son of Man comes? ¿Cómo será el mundo cuando viene el Hijo del Hombre? He says here, dice aquí, he will come, it'll be like the days of Noah. Dice que aquí, que va a venir, y será como los días de Noé. What were the days of Noah? ¿Cómo el día de Noé? God repented that he made man. Dios arrepentió que hizo el hombre. They were drunken and borrachos, and Noah's preaching in the middle of it. Noah está predicando en medio de esta. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. Se empeoró, empeoró, empeoró. He says, until they were unaware, the flood came and swept them all away. He said, ni supiera ni la lluvia vino y quitó todos. And then it says in verse 40, dice en verse 40, and then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Put us there de 40 a 42, brother. It's interesting. If I was dispensational, I'd be like, there it is. That's the rapture. Like, it's the movie. Si yo era dispensacional, yo diría, este es el rapto, es la película. But it was funny whenever I started really looking into eschatology. Era muy chistoso cuando empecé de mirar eschatología. And I began to question this secret rapture. Empecé de dudar de un rapto secreto. I decided, you know what, I'm going to read how John MacArthur defends this verse. Yo dije, voy a leer como John MacArthur defiende este versículo. He has a great exposition on this verse. Tiene un gran exposición este versículo. He says it's not referring to the rapture, but the judgment. Dice que no está refiriendo al rapto, pero al juicio. And he's right. Tiene razón. This is the judgment of Christ when he comes. El juicio de Cristo cuando él viene. And so then it says, dice, stay awake. Quédate despierte. Be ready. Están listos. So the exhortation to the church is, he's coming, so be ready. La exhortación para la iglesia es, va a venir, entonces están listos. Verse 43 and 44. Versículos 43 y 44. But know this, that the master of the house, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Okay, so you have this, once again, you have this sense of urgency. Una vez más tienes este sentido de urgencia. I think we'll probably have to wait till next week. Creo que vamos a tener que esperar la siguiente semana. But I want to go through the New Testament texts that talk about the return of Christ. Quiero pasar los textos del Nuevo Testamento que hablan del regreso de Cristo. And all of them, Y todos ellos are pointing to this glorious return of Christ. Están apuntando a este regreso glorioso de Cristo. So they're all pointing to Christ coming in all his glory. Todos apuntan a Cristo regresando en toda su gloria, right? But we have this sense of urgency. Pero tenemos ese sentido de urgencia. Stay awake. Quédate despierto. You must be ready. Debes estar listo, right? So look, you're sent out to the four winds. Estás mandado a los cuatro vientos. You're going out preaching the gospel, collecting the church. Estás yendo predicando el evangelio, colectando la iglesia. You're to do this until he comes. Debes hacer esto hasta que él regresa. And you're to keep yourself awake. Y debes mantenerte despierta. Be ready. Seas listo. So he gives this great encouragement to the disciples. Da este gran ánimo a los discípulos. I'm going to be at the very gate. Voy a estar en la mera puerta. When you see me going in the clouds, cuando ves que yo subo a las nubes, be ready, because my return is imminent. Sean listos, porque mi regreso es inminente. Okay? And then he says, después dice, and make sure you're ready, because I'm coming like a thief in the night. Sean listos, porque voy a venir como ladrón de noche. And then in verse 45, it's weird. Versículo 45 es un poco raro. He asks the question, hace la pregunta. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household? Dice en versículo 45, un poco pregunta raro. ¿Quién es, pues, el siervo fiel y prudente al cual puso el su señor sobre su casa? So he's talking to disciples here. Está hablando con los discípulos aquí. He's asking the question. Está haciendo la pregunta. He's telling them, be ready. Está diciendo, sean listos. And then he goes, who's the faithful and wise servant? ¿Quién es el sirviente, siervo fiel y sabio? And he gives the responsibility, y da su responsabilidad, to give them food at the proper time. Dice en el final del versículo 45, para que les dé el alimento al tiempo. So he's talking about the return of Christ. Está hablando del regreso de Cristo. And you be ready to stand listos. No? And then he asks the disciples, who's the one who's faithful and wise? Y hace la pregunta a los discípulos, ¿quién es el fiel y sabio? Well, he's the one who's feeding the sheep. Es el que está alimentando las ovejas. The one who is preparing them for that day, los que está preparándolos por ese día, by feeding them, alimentándolos. I want you to put this in context of Peter. Quiero que pones esto en contexto de Pedro. Peter, do you love me? Pedro, me amas. So feed the sheep. Alimenta las ovejas. Feed the sheep. Alimenta las ovejas. Then he says this. Dice esto. Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Dice, bienaventurado aquel siervo al cual cuando su señor venga le haya siendo así. So, church, be ready. Iglesia, están listo. ¿No? He's coming like a thief in the night. Va a venir como ladrón en la noche. Be ready. Están listos. Right? And to the one who's over the house, y el quien está arriba de la señor de la casa, be feeding them. Están alimentándolos. Because when he comes back, cuando regresa, if he finds you doing that, si encuentra tú haciendo esta, blessed is he, bienaventurado. Then he gives a warning, da una advertencia, to the one who doesn't do that, a él que no hace esta, he's going to come and judge him. Va a venir a juzgarlo. So I just want to tie this together. Quiero juntar esta. You have the ascension of Christ, tienes la ascensión de Cristo. You have the church left in this world, tienes la iglesia dejada en este mundo. You have the instruction to the pastors, tienes las instrucciones a los pastores that they would feed the sheep, que alimenta la iglesia, they would exhort them in the word, exhortarlos en la palabra, that the sheep would eat, que las ovejas comen, so that they would be ready for the return of the Lord. Que sean listos para el regreso del Señor. But this isn't just Christ, no solo es Cristo. If you look at Colossians chapter 3, si miras Colosenses capítulo 3, Colossians 3, and starting in verse 1. Colosenses 3, empezando en versículo 1. Since then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated, at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Dice, porque pues habéis resucitado con Cristo, buscad las cosas de arriba, donde está Cristo sentado a la diestra de Dios. Poned la mirada en las cosas de arriba, no en las de la tierra, porque habéis muerto, vuestra vida está escondida con Cristo en Dios. Cuando Cristo, vuestra vida, se manifieste, entonces vosotros también seáis manifestados con Él en gloria. Once again, una vez más, you have this glorious return of Christ. Tienes este regreso glorioso de Cristo. You have a church that is to ready herself. Tienes una iglesia que debe estar listo. And she readies herself by focusing on Christ. Y se pone listo enfocando en Cristo. So we see the second coming as being imminent. Vemos la segunda venida inminente. We see our work that we're given to do. Vemos la obra que estamos dejados a hacer and how to prepare ourselves y cómo prepararnos.
So the dispensationalists, because they used to believe this, how do they explain? Because I know they would say, like, Christ comes back, takes his church, and then comes back again, but there's only two comings. Mm-hmm.
La pregunta es, ¿cómo dicen los dispensacionalistas que el segundo venido de Cristo no es un venido cuando Él viene por su iglesia? His feet don't touch the ground. Su pies no toca el suelo. So, it's not a return. No es un regreso. Let's do this. Hacemos esto. So everybody's going to have to get your Bible. Todos ponen tu Biblia, okay? Everybody get ready. Todos están listos. Brother Edwin, Brother Sammy, hermano Edwin, hermano Sammy, necesito que están listos. Necesito que... we're going to go fast. Vamos a ir rápido, okay? I want you to see the second coming. What the scriptures say about the second coming. Quiero que veas lo que las escrituras dicen de segunda venida. So we're going to start Matthew 16. Empezamos en Mateo 16. Vamos a hacer esto, hermano Edwin, hermano Sammy. Vamos a alternar, ¿no? Hermano Edwin lee, y después Sammy, y después Edwin, ¿ok? Matthew 16:28, Mateo 16:28, dice esto. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Matthew 24:36-40, we read it. Mateo 24:36-40, lo leemos. Matthew 26:64, Mateo 26:64, says this. Jesus said to him, "You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Mark 13:26, Marcos 13:26. And they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Matthew 14:62, 14:62. Rise. No, sorry. 14:62. And Jesus said, I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Lucas 21:27. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now we're going to look at the apostles. I would have almost availed this apostle. It's 1 Corinthians 1:7. 1 Corinthians 1:7. So that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. First Corinthians 15:23. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. First Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? First Thessalonians 3:13. So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. First Thessalonians 4:15-16. 1 Thessalonians 4:15-16. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. First Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Second Thessalonians 2:1. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together with him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or spoken word or a letter seemingly to be from us to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Versículo 1 y 2. And versículo 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. Entonces, Hebrews 9:28, Hebreos 9:28. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Hebreos 9:28. Second Peter 3:4, Second Pedro 3:4. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." First John 2:28, Primera Juan 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, you may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. Okay, so this is the text in the New Testament speak about the second coming of Christ. Some of those textos, Nuevo Testamento, Cabala, Segunda Venida de Cristo, some of them in the Gospels, I believe, are speaking of his first coming, his ascension. Uno de los Evangelios, yo creo que están hablando de su ascensión. However, sin embargo, one thing that I want to make very clear, una cosa que quiero hacer muy claro, I don't have to make it, the Scripture has made the case. Yo no tengo que hacer el caso, la Escritura hace el caso. It's not secret. No es secreto. They'll see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. Ven el Hijo del Hombre veniendo de los nubes. You'll see the glory of his coming. Van a venir, ver la gloria de su venida. The New Testament speaks of this as a world event. The Nuevo Testamento habla de esta de un evento mundial. And there'll be no question. You know, I do that. Right? But Peter says, look, don't fall into the trap of these that said he's already come. No caes en la trampa de los que dicen que ya ha venido. You'll know when he comes. Vas a saber cuando él viene. And you better be ready. Y seamos listos por este día. So the question for us, the pregunta para nosotros, how do we ready ourselves for that day? ¿Cómo estamos listos por este día? Well, Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. He has predestined us for one purpose. Nos ha predestinado por un propósito. To be holy and blameless. A ser santo y sin mancha. That is our readied for that day. Eso es como ponemos listos para este día. The church dressed in white. La iglesia vestidos en blanco. Ready to meet her king. Listos a conocer, a juntar con su rey. So, anybody have any questions or comments? ¿Alguien tiene pregunta o comentario?
When he talks about the dead in Christ will rise first, is that saying those that have been buried?
So, cuando habla de las muertes en Cristo levantan primero, I believe that we will see a physical resurrection. Yo creo que vamos a ver una resurrección física. The people who have died, la gente que han muerto, their bodies will be physically resurrected. Su cuerpo serán físicamente resucitados. And so I believe that those will be the first ones to rise. Creo que serán los primeros a levantar.
When someone dies, isn't their spirit immediately?
Yes. Cuando alguien muere, su espíritu está inmediatamente con el Señor. They are spirit, son espíritu, but they will be given a body. Serán dado un cuerpo for eternity. For eternity in the new heavens, the new earth, nuevos cielos, nueva tierra. Amen. Anyone else? Alguien más? So, when he's saying when we speak of a physical body, we don't know what that means. Cuando hablamos de un cuerpo físico, no sabemos qué decir. There's some very strange things about that. Hay unas cosas muy extrañas por esto. Christ bodily resurrected. Cristo resucitó cuerpalmente. The disciples saw him. Los discípulos vieron a él. He said, "Don't touch me because I've not yet been glorified." Él dijo, "No me toques porque no he sido glorificado." If you ask me what that means, I have no idea. Si me preguntas qué quiere decir esto, no tengo idea. I think it's a dangerous position to try to define that. Creo que es una posición peligrosa tratar de definir esto. I'm not saying someone can't. No estoy diciendo que nadie puede. It's a hard thing to do. Es algo difícil hacer, and we should be cautious. Debemos ser cautivos. And then he eats. Y después come, right? So that's... Then he tells Thomas to touch him. Y después dice, Thomas, tocarlo. I don't know. Yo no sé. And it's one of those, I just say, I don't know. Es uno que yo sé, yo no sé. Actually, the eating part is a problem for me. De hecho, comiendo parte es un problema para mí. Because I believe the heavens are spiritual. Porque creo que los cielos son espirituales. And that creates a problem for me. Esto crea un problema para mí. Admittedly, I admit that. Yo admito esto. Paul speaks of a body, but he doesn't define it, right? We know this, sabemos esto. The mortal will put on immortality. La mortal se viste de mortalidad. The corruptible will put on non-corruptible. La corrompible ponen incorrompible, no? That's what we do know. Es lo que sabemos. It is a body prepared for the presence of God for all eternity. It's un cuerpo preparado para la presencia del Señor por toda eternidad. But here's what I want us to get this morning. Es lo que queremos tocar esta mañana. The return of Christ is imminent. La regreso de Cristo es inminente. There's a work that we're given to do until he returns. Hay una obra que estamos dados a hacer hasta que él regresa. And that is to prepare ourselves, prepararnos, and go to the four winds, ir a los cuatro vientos. And we're to be ready for that day. Debemos ser listos ese día. And when he returns, cuando regrese, it will be glorious. Será glorioso. It will be evident, será evidente. And it will not be something that someone can miss. Y no será algo que alguien puede no reconocer. Anyone else? Alguien más? I say with the apostle, yo digo con el apóstol, Maranatha, Maranatha, that it would come quickly. Que venga pronto. No? The glories of that day, los glorias de ese día, I heard Dr. Renahan say, escuché Dr. Renahan decir, if we look at the book of Revelation, si miramos el libro de Apocalipsis, the saints are there now. Los santos están ahí ahora. They're under the throne. Están abajo del trono. And they're crying. Están clamando. And he believes that crying is a literal crying. Y él cree que este llanto es algo literal. And the tears aren't erased till after the destruction of this earth. Los lágrimas no están quitados hasta la destrucción de esta tierra. In the new heavens, in the new earth, in nuevo cielo, nueva tierra. And so there's something to the return of Christ. Hay algo del regreso de Cristo where everything will be righted. Donde todo será hecho correcto. No? And so they're there now, and yet their tears is what he says. Están ahí y hay lágrimas todavía. I don't know. Yo no sé. That's what he says. It's lo que dice. It's an interesting point. Es un punto interesante.